Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Turn this music off. Whoa, whoa. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis and Miss Nina. Welcome to the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of Free Psychic Readings. Like I said earlier, with Lennis and Miss Nina at 3 p.m. on the West Coast right now. On the West Coast, it's 3 p.m. on the East Coast. It is now 6 p.m. in the evening. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding and communications, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. The chat room today is open, but Miss Nina's not there. Why? Because she's on vacation. Yay! Trust me, she really deserves it. That little short woman's everywhere. So anyway, but she will, Miss Nina will be back next Sunday for psychic readings as well as a chat room. The chat room is open. You're welcome to go in there and chat among each other. I don't have a problem with that, so it's open. Go ahead. Now, if you need an in-depth reading, you can contact us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. We do daily readings Monday through Friday. I do from 11 in the morning to 7 p.m. at night, which is also 10 o'clock on the East Coast. So either way, you can reach me. And just go to the website, essenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page, click on intuitive reading, and you got me. Okay. Now, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And if no one's told you they love you today, I do. Okay? I love you. So there. Anyway, full moon, don't forget, write this down, is the 22nd. I believe it's the following Monday after this one. Tomorrow is President's Day, so enjoy your holiday if you are able to be off. Some people, it's just another day, and some folks, they do are able to enjoy that as a holiday. So if you do enjoy. Like I said earlier, Nina will be back next Sunday. She's on vacation. So I don't have any other, happy birthday to all the Aquarius people, of course. I don't have any other announcements at this time, so I guess we will begin the show, huh? Okay, so our first call, prayer. You know y'all got to talk to me. Instead of doing a prayer today, I'm just going to say that I hope that God blesses each and every one of you, whether you're on the phone, listening around the world, or in the chat room, that he will bless you with miracles this week. And whatever it is that you're looking to happen in your life, I hope that becomes a miracle and give you the very best that you've been looking for. Okay. All right. First caller, area code 631. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And who's this?
This is Joanne from Long Island.
Oh, well, hi, Joanne. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you. Oh, that's nice. I'm not that young, but young in heart. That's all that matters.
There
right?
you go. So you're always young. Don't say that. Age is nothing but a number. It's how
this
you feel in your heart and your mind. That's right.
This is very true.
All right. Well, what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Well, I didn't have a specific question, but I was, forgive me about that, my face hits the phone. Was just kind of wondering if Spirit had any message for me. That's always
oh, okay.
fun to hear.
I'm asking your angels because they're standing right there next to you. In fact, one is giggling like I don't know what. It's a guy. He is. He's standing
really?
Right next to you. Yeah, your angels are right there. Your angels are always with you. I don't care who
oh,
you
I know
are.
That.
We
oh,
always
I
have two angels
know that.
With us. Yeah, but there's yeah. one, there's a guy standing, and he's standing, let's see, would be my right, your left. And he's just tickled all to be darned. He's just laughing. I don't know why he's not telling me, but he's just tickled, which is good. Laughter is good. So whatever that he's happy about for you, thank you. That's a good thing. Your other angel I'm asking, it's a woman, but she's real sullen. Kind of, I want her to talk to me, but she's like, I'll put it like this. A spade is a spade. Right is right and wrong is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that angel is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no gray area with her. It's like if one and one is two, then that's what it is. Yeah.
Right.
So maybe the guy balanced you out. She's good. She's good because I'm asking her, but she keeps telling me a spade is a spade and right is right and wrong is wrong. I don't know what that means. You probably do. But that's all
I mean,
she's
saying. I always say I call a spade because I'm, I have to say I don't live in a gray area. I don't believe in it. But, you know what's right and you know what's wrong. And I take accountability for things. And but then I like
oh,
that
okay.
the other one is lighthearted, you know. So it's kind of, I'm the gray two of them, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, because I asked my angels, and they deferred to your angels. That's how I saw this guy next to you. He's just the male angel just laughing. He's happy for you, though. That's why he's laughing. Wait a minute. Let me ask him what's coming up, because he's just so tickled.
That's
There's
good.
Good news. Good news is coming, he said, Wednesday and no later than Friday. And that's why he's so tickled. Something that you've been waiting to hear. And he's like, yay, yay, yes, it's going to happen. Woo-hoo. He's just so tickled. So he's telling me either Wednesday it's going to show up or whatever that you're looking for to happen. If not, he says by Friday for sure. But
really?
He's happy for you. Yes. So
aww.
Maybe it's something that you forgot about. I don't know. But whatever it is, come Wednesday, I don't think it'll be by Friday. He's telling me. That if not by Wednesday, Friday, but I feel like it's Wednesday, the first day that he said. But yeah. Oh, you'll be tickled. Because he's tickled. So it's good. Whatever it is, it's very good. Maybe it's something you forgot about. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Maybe somebody owes you money or they didn't pay you for something. Whatever it is, it's going to come about and it's going to be good. Very good
wow.
for you.
Wow, something definitely to look forward to. I'm surprised, like, she's kind of, like you say, sullen and just kind of like, you know, just about what's up, what's right and what's wrong, you
yeah,
know?
She's no nonsense. Yeah, that
so
woman
no,
is no nonsense.
No.
And she's not that old. Believe it or not, that angel is not that old. Your female angel's in her 40s. She's
oh,
not that
so
old.
On.
And that male angel is, he's about 50, he's in his 50s. So neither one are really old souls. They're young. They're young, which means that your soul is young because you can communicate with them. But, yeah, he's in his early 50s. So that means he hasn't died too long ago, and she's in her 40s, which means she didn't die too long ago either. So for whatever reason, like I said, she's no nonsense. He's Mr. Jovical. He's the guy that you know. If you just bust out laughing for no reason, that's him.
No.
You might think you're crazy, but you're not.
But when you say angels, I'm thinking, like, these aren't, I'm thinking more like ascended ones. These are more
they
like
have ascended.
Familiar, but
they
they're
have
more
ascended,
familiar.
But
people.
They came back to help you. Huh?
So these angels were actual people? Because I didn't think people could become angels, per se.
We're all just spirits, honey. The flesh
well,
is nothing but a
that.
Temple
that
we reside in. So, yeah. Yeah, of course. We're all
okay,
spirits. And there's no age and there's no sex.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, that's heavy. I don't want to get there right now. But anyway, yeah, there's a spirit has no age. And angels come to you. Certain angels come to you because you need those angels in your life. And so they've come to help you. Your angels change as you change. You know,
I understand
it's like when
that.
You were 20s,
yeah.
Okay, 30s, 40s. So your angels change when you change. Some stay with you all your life. They never
right.
leave you from the day that you're born.
That's
so,
just,
but
yeah.
these two, they're new. These two angels, this woman and guy are new. That's why I see them as they're showing me they're young. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can use some positive energy around me, absolutely, and some happy angels then. And I just don't
mm-hmm.
have to mark my calendar for something good happening on Wednesday.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're the no nonsense angel.
Mm-hmm.
She wants me to tell you when you're working on something. I see like economics or politics, something that you're working on. If you ask her to assist you, she will. And just
okay.
listen to the thoughts in your head. She will help you. Like I said, she's no nonsense. So if it's about business, she's going to tell you straight up. You know, if you
okay.
say, well, you know, do you think I should, does this feasibility work or whatever? And just ask her, and you'll hear through your mind,
okay.
you know, through your spirit. Yeah.
Okay.
So she's good about that. And the guy, heck, you know, if you're feeling down or something, you tell him, hey, the spirit that likes to laugh, I need an uplift. Come make me laugh. And he will.
I think that's why I have dogs.
Yeah.
They're angels. They're fur angels, no
of
doubt. Yeah. That's beautiful. Well,
yeah.
I want to thank you. That's just really nice, something to, just a nice way to end my week and on a nice word and a nice note. And I thank my angels and guides to be around me all the time.
Yes,
thank
of
you.
Course. You're most
thank
welcome.
You.
And remember what I said. I know it's Valentine's Day, but if no one's told you they love you today, I do.
Oh, I love you too. And what a blessing for you to do this for us. And I appreciate it. And I'm sending
you're
you
most
positive,
welcome.
Happy energy.
Oh, thank you, Joanne. And thank you for calling. And let me know how the week goes. Give us a call next Sunday. Let me know what happened, okay?
Sure will. You have a blessed week.
Oh, you too, young lady, and thank you for calling. Okay, next caller, area code 229. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, listen, happy Valentine's Day. If no one's told you they love you, I do. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I needed that. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So what can I answer for you today? Wait a minute. Hold up, Melvin.
Yeah.
Who's this woman around you with the letter F?
S?
You're showing me a woman around you, and the letter is S. Who is that?
I have no idea. Not right now. S.
Serena. Selena. Wait a minute. Let me write this down. Serena or Selena. Is the name I'm getting. She's around
so.
You. She must be interested in you. Wait a minute. Let me see where she's at. She looks like she's white, but she's not. She's just a very light-skinned African-American woman. And
uh-huh.
she's a little pudgy. Now, I'm not saying she's fat or obese. When I mean a little pudgy, just... You can still put your arms around her, okay? But I see her, though. She's around you. You pass this woman. Do you know anybody like that that's light-skinned and a little heavy? starting with S, like Serena or Selena. Something like that is the woman's name.
Wow. It's not resonating right now.
Okay, well, just write it down and put it on a piece of paper, and as you go through your daily life or whatever, and if a person come up with that name, a woman, then you know who she is, because she is going to be quite interested in you. That's why I was asking you, because the angels are showing me, like, she's right there next to you. So she's close by. Maybe you two are opposites
or
something. I'm sorry?
It's like where I live or work?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's not work. I think it's around where you live or socialize like that. No, she's not at the job. I almost think the woman is in your neighborhood, Melvin. Wait a minute. Boy, they're really strong today on this. Yep, she is 2 or 3 blocks away from you. And she either lives in a house or apartment. I think it's a house. It looks like it is. It's a house. It's a Rambler. Her front door faces east.
East.
Yep, her front door faces east. So she's, they're showing me, she's 2 to 3 blocks away from you. She has seen you in the neighborhood, kind of like, wonder who that is. You know what I mean? She's interested.
I knew I was outside earlier today, and I was on the phone outside talking earlier today, and this woman pulled out in a black, like a Jeep-like type of, with, like a Nissan something. And she just looked at me, and I waved, and she gave me a look. And I was like, okay, wow. But down the street from me.
Well, what did that woman look like?
She looked kind of not bright skinned, but pecan tan or
that could have been her.
And I think where she came from, it's a houses duplex on that back side by the school. I stay in an apartment complex.
Okay, that's what I said either, but I see it's a. So if it's a duplex, that's right. It is a duplex because she is in a house. I mean, a duplex, not apartment building. So, that's it. That's it.
And it's another woman down the street. She drive a white car. She's not chubby like you said, and she's bright skin, real bright skin. And
this lady's a little full. The woman you're telling me, she's kind of on the medium to slender side. No, this woman's a little full. Like I said, she's not what I would consider heavy set or fat.
Right.
But she's just a little pudgy. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, because she's nowhere near obese or anything like that, no. But, But no, not her, because I can see that woman now, no. I bet it was the one that passed you yesterday when you were on the phone.
Not today.
Because this woman is right by you. So that must have been her. So you'll see her again. Don't worry about it. You'll see her again. Okay, what's your question? If the angels come to me, something I have to tell you right then while they're telling me. So, but anyway, I'm sorry to hold. I mean, sorry, but I needed to tell you that information. Okay, so what's your question?
Okay, my question is, it's like, I know we can't have but one question. This is like on my job. One of the clients, I work in the mental health field at a group home, and one of the clients told my supervisor that I grabbed him. Now I'm home sitting here without any pay, so I'm being investigated. So I just want to know, my other supervisor, Naomi, she just texted me and told me to meet her at her office tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And I told her, look, I need to know if I have a job because my rent is due, but she didn't text me back. I just want to know, will this get cleared up? Because they messed up my taxes, so I got to do something about my taxes with my grants to see where the lady sent me my tax income taxes by, because they wiped me out. So I'm trying to see what's going to happen with that.
Okay, well, one, they know this guy does have some issues. They're aware of that. But I also feel that they feel that you're always bringing problems to them, or you're being investigated, or you're bringing problems to them. I almost feel like they, and I'm telling you what I feel, like they cut their losses. So I think you really need to talk to this woman and explain to her that you're just a good employee, you want the best for everybody and for everybody to do their job, and no, you did not by any means assault this man or hurt him. I can see, no, you didn't. He's just got some issues. I know you didn't. I can see it. He's just got some issues. But I want you to plead your case for you as an employee. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Well,
because you've been to him before with other problems, I see them feeling like, well, hey, they could just cut their losses and let you go. You know, and they keep hearing about this or hearing about that. That's why I'm telling you, I want you to plead your case how good of an employee you are. And that you only want the best, not only for the people that you're assisting, but for your fellow workers, too. And when people do things wrong, you know, you just feel like you should say something about it. And as far as that guy, you know, you tell him that, you know, this man has some mental defects, and so he just outright lied on me. And I'm pretty sure that y'all are aware of that. You know, but they have to investigate, of course, you know, anytime you're in a situation like that.
Yeah.
They're not going to cut you loose, but they're thinking about it, Melvin. That's why I'm telling you. Listen to me. Plead your case. Not only is she going to talk to you about this incident, but you tell her what kind of employee you are. You're a good employee. You know, let them know. She's not going to come right out and say, well, Melvin, you know, we're going to have to let you go. But they're going to be talking to you. So that's why I'm telling you. Plead your case.
Yeah. Wow. Well, once I plead my case and get, you know, tell them the truth, you know, which is the truth, and
yeah,
when will I start back to work, you know?
Oh, you'd have to ask them. That would be on them, because not only are you talking to that lady, she's got to go back and speak with, it looks like, three other people and make a decision. So, I mean, ask her, yes, but she's going to tell you she's got to have a meeting with some other folks first. So, yeah, doing the right thing can be good sometimes. I don't know why it is. Even when you do right, sometimes it's wrong. But I don't see that. I think when you do right, you stand up. I've always learned that when you right, stand up and fight to the bitter end.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Stand up and fight to the bitter end for yourself. But also continue to pray and ask God to open their minds and their hearts to see how good of an employee that you are. So when you go to them with different issues or whatever, they don't think you're just whining or nitpicking or whatever. You just want the best for everybody as well as yourself.
Right. And that's the truth.
But you have to tell them that. They're not going to assume that. You have to tell them that, because they're going by past history. So you have to tell them that. Like, you know I'm a good employee. Excuse me.
Yeah, and they know that I am, and they know I would never hit anybody. And my thing is that, you know, it's been things that, you know, other employees have been, I'm trying to talk to my supervisor to let them know that, hey, I'm not a slave. I'm not finna do all this cleaning when you got other employees sitting there not doing anything.
But you need to plead your case.
And that's what I need to do. I mean, by letting me go because I'm doing my job is wrong.
Okay, but the only thing I'm going to tell you, and this is what I taught my daughters when they started work, when you have a problem, you have to also be able to bring a solution. So when you complain about something or things that you see that are in error, you need to also turn around and tell them this is a solution that I think might would help that.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, because employers do appreciate that, because people get emotional and they go, blah, 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 and most employers, all they're looking at black and white. They don't care about all that emotional stuff. They're looking at the bottom line, right?
Right.
so therefore you want to plead your case and tell them, I'm a good employee, I can do this and I can do that, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, I'm worried now.
Melvin, just pray. Pray about this, that God opens those people's mind and their hearts, and that they see you and listen to you. But like I said, just be careful, because sometimes when you want to do good and you're showing fault, just make sure you bring a solution to it. Don't just complain and like, okay, they're not doing their job. And what do you think we can do about that? I get off at 5 o'clock. They're here at 8 o'clock. I don't know what's going between 8 and 12. Well, what's the solution? So anytime you bring a problem, and I hope everybody's listening, when you bring a problem to your employers, you also need to bring a solution to them as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Melvin, I got to move on. I'll be praying for you, Melvin. Okay? And happy Valentine's Day again.
Okay, and you as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, next caller. Oh, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. You're more than welcome to go in the chat room and discuss things among yourselves. Just be kind to each other. That's all I request. Okay. All right, next caller up, and thank you for being patient. Area code 310. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, hi, Linus.
Hi.
This is Susan. This is Susan calling from California.
Hi, Susan. How are you, young lady?
I'm good. I have hair color on my head, so that's why I have you on speaker. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. Girl, I understand. Do you? And we all do it, okay? You ain't by yourself. And happy Valentine's Day to you. And if no one's told you
they
love you today, I do, Susan.
Well, I love you right back. Thank you.
Okay. And what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Yes, I was just wondering if you see any romance coming up for me soon.
Okay. Who's Nick? The angels are telling me right now, who is Nick? N-I-C-K.
I know a Nick.
Okay, they told me right away, Nick. As soon as you said
wow.
Romance, Nick! Hit me just like that. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll ask. Let me see. Susan, was there a guy trying to talk to you with a big bow belly? Oh, my God, he's disgusting. I said, I mean, this isn't romance. They're just showing me this guy. This isn't Nick now. They're showing me this guy to try to talk to you. He's bad news, but he's heavy. He's got like a beer belly, but he's disgusting. He'd be the type, he'd be like, talk to the hand because I don't even understand.
I don't know.
Okay, well, you'll come across him this week.
Okay.
This week or next week.
Yep.
Just tell him, pick one. Throw your hand up in the air and just tell him, pick one.
Oh, my gosh.
Going.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he is. He's disgusting. I don't even know why they're showing me. I guess because he's going to try and talk to you and they don't want you to be bothered. Okay. Who's this Nick guy, Angels? Is this the guy that wants to be with? Oh, they're saying no. He's a friend. He's, God, they said he reminds. Have you ever watched Frasier, the show Frasier?
Yeah.
Okay, they're telling me that Nick will remind you of Niles, his brother. Yes, they remind you of Niles. Okay.
A little, yeah.
Okay, now they're showing me. Here we go. He's an athletic type guy. Yeah, they're showing me he's running. He's running. He's not so much a runner. He's just athletic. He works out and enjoys being healthy and keeping his body
okay.
in good health. He's got a flat top hairstyle, almost like he's military. Is that what he is? He's military? Yeah, he is. He is, but wait, he's not active. He's, come on, Angel, give me the word, reserves. There it is. He's in the reserves.
Okay.
Let me see what else. Tell me more about this guy. He's Italian. He's in the military. Fun guy. So he's around because he works. I think, you know, what is reserve? They go 2 weeks out of a month or something? I don't know. Or every 2 months. So he's at a job every day that he works.
Okay.
Something to do with a drink. He works for a company. They're telling me like a fruit drink, but it's healthy. So I don't know, because God knows there's so many healthy fruit drinks out there now. Jeez. But they're saying that he works for that. And he is the salesman. He's the guy that goes around to the schools, community centers. He goes to the stores. Oh, this is really a good product, I guess. It's got vitamins and stuff in it. Yeah. It's really good, but that's what he does. And he makes pretty good money, too, they're showing me. Because I'm getting dollar signs, $3 signs in front of me right now. So he does quite well.
Okay.
Mac. There you go. Write it down. There's his name, Mac.
Okay. Mac. Okay.
Mac. That's what they call him. I mean, the guy's Italian, so, of course, it must be something else. But for short, they call him Mac. Where are you going to meet this guy? I see him around your friends. But, you know, he's not in his military uniform. He's in casual clothing. And some of them, I see a couple of the guys in your circle, they know that he's in the military, that he's in the reserve. But he's around your group. Yeah,
okay.
He's around your group. Like I said, he's got that buzz cut. So it kind of, to me, would stand out that he's in the military, that you would know that. But I don't know. Maybe that's just the way he always wears his hair.
Okay.
Definitely, no. He's not divorced. He's never been married. Ha-ha. He has no children, Susan, nor has he
Yay.
Been married. Yeah, he's a fun guy. I see him as a fun guy, but I see him as like, I see you and another lady and a guy sitting at a table, kind of, it's like a lounge. Okay, what they're showing me is like, there's three of you and then there's two more and there's a couple of more people sitting on like a couch or a layback chair. You know, it's a lounge, but it's a group of you. You all know each other and you're just, you know, laughing and talking and enjoying one another. Well, he's there. He's sitting there with you guys. But
okay.
It's just like, oh, okay, he enjoys, you know, everybody's getting along and it's a beautiful thing, but I don't know, for some reason you and him never hooked up. You know, maybe you just look at him like, oh, yeah, you know, one of the guys, yeah, I know, Mac, you know, whatever. You know, but you never like, hi, I'm Susan, I'm Mac. Okay, start talking.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, so we know he's in the military, he's in the reserves, his name is Mac, he works for a company that sells healthy fruit drinks. What, I don't know, they're not showing me. Oh, wait a minute, hold up, I'm seeing a Z. Wait a minute. Z-E-E, let me write this down. What did it show me, a Z-E-E? Yeah, why am I saying Z? Okay, just write that down. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the name or in the name, Z-E-E. That's all they're giving me.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Yep, they're just telling you Z. I don't think that's the total name of the product, but that's something. That ZEE is somewhere in the product, product name. So, yep, so there
okay.
you go. When are you going to meet this guy? Well, you're around him. So I'm just going to say the next time a group of you, you know, four or five of you get together and say, like, hey, let's go to a concert or go out to dinner or maybe go listen to some jazz or something, you know. Tell them, invite their friends. Let's make it a group thing, and you'll meet him. You'll meet Matt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You'll like him, Susan. He's good people. He really is. I'm not saying anything negative on this guy. He's good people, and the possibilities and the potential are definitely there. So I want you to call me in a couple of weeks, by the end of this month, and let me know. I am curious because it's very profound that I'm seeing this guy, so it's meant for you two to be together.
Okay, I will.
Okay, yeah, let me know. So you got a little guideline, little dots there to go by. So when you meet him, so okay. All right, I'm
awesome.
Wishing you luck. I know you're going to meet him because he's around. He's there.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you have a wonderful weekend, lady, and again, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too, Lenis. Many blessings.
Thank you. You too. Okay, next call up is area code 702.
Hi.
Thank you for your patience. You're on the line with Lenis. Who's this?
My name is Heather, and I was kind of giggling a little bit because I told my angels, I said, if you want me to share the name of this drink, then have me go on next. And the name of the drink is Zaree. It's a nutritional drink. It's actually not with any E's on it, but it sounds like Zaree. It's I think it's Z-I-R, let's see, Z-I-R-I-I, Zaree.
Oh, Zaree. It's called Zaree. Oh!
Oh,
because I was just telling Susan, get out of here.
Z-R-I-I, it's Z-R-I-I, I think, Zaree.
Susan, if you're still on listening, I hope you're writing that down. I don't
yeah,
know. I just saw the Z.
Well, it might not. It might not be. I don't know. But I told my angels, I said, if you want me to share that information, because I don't want to butt in, but if you want me to share, then put me on next.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, there you go, Susan. Thank you, Heather. Hey, we all family. We all family, girl.
How fun.
Okay, Heather, what can I do for you today, young lady? Oh, hold up. Happy Valentine's Day, and if no one told
thanks.
You they love you, I do. Okay.
Love you too. Thank you so much. That's so
okay.
sweet of you. I've been kind of switched careers in the last couple years, and I've been a school teacher for 2 years. And I'm just trying to decide because I'm getting my alternative teaching license, and there's been kind of an opportunity to go further and get my master's for school counseling. And so I'm just kind of in limbo on whether that's the right choice because that's a pretty big commitment to go 2 more years for my master's for school counseling. I certainly would love doing it. I just don't know if that's, I'm just kind of floundering for a direction, an obvious direction, and I'm not feeling it, you know?
Your angels are pushing you that way, Heather.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, because I see kids that are handicapped, that also some have mental defects, and you are helping
mm-hmm.
these kids. I see you. I see at least 10 kids in a, and it's a classroom setting, but you're not a teacher.
Right.
But I see these kids, it's like they come to you with their problems. But it's something
okay.
in your spirit. You know what? I can see inside your heart, and I see the star, and it's just sparkling. And as the star glows, outside the star, it's just yellow, 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 yellow. It's just glowing.
Okay.
So this is your destiny. I can say that and feel good about it. This is your destiny. So you may be a teacher now, but the counseling is because they're waiting for you. You have a purpose to help these kids. Where somebody else would not take the time, you know, for alternative children or, you know, because they
yeah.
also now I understand in class, in schools, excuse me, that, you know, they can have kids on one side. I'm not going to say normal because I don't believe
right.
that. But anyway, they have kids on one side, and then the other side, they'll have the special needs kids. So, you know,
right.
they participate. Well, these special needs children, their spirit is looking for you. They're calling out to you now. And you haven't even got your master's, but their spirit is calling out. They're saying, like, Heather, please, 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 come on, Heather, please. I can see them, and their little hands are going and stuff. So, yeah,
okay.
this is your destiny. This is your purpose. And you'll go far.
Yep.
Let me tell you, not only will you do with these kids, but I see you starting a pilot program through your counseling to show other counselors at schools how they can help children with special needs.
That's amazing. Yeah, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Yeah.
But that
I
is
wish,
you.
I had
ahead,
tossed
Heather.
Around the I had tossed around the idea of doing like an art therapy program and starting a nonprofit organization, and I thought
up.
Of getting. Can you hear me? Yeah. Well, and so.
Yeah. No, I was just right on point. Go ahead.
So I thought, okay. Well, then I felt like maybe the going for my master's is my credentials, so people kind of go, okay, she has credentials. She's just not. You know, just an artist that wants to start an art therapy program, but she's a school counselor, getting my school counseling degree and then opening my nonprofit for art therapy in the town that I live in. It has like a 90% poverty rate.
Ooh,
so
that's why
there's really rich people in what they call Rio Doce Downs. There's a 90% poverty rate, and there's children that are just. I've seen all kinds of things that they shouldn't see at a, you know, such a young age. That's what I was, but I just kind of, you know, I get so excited, I'm so enthusiastic about so many things in life, I'm passionate. And so when I get these wild ideas that I think are wild ideas.
No,
I
they're
just,
not.
I don't.
Don't say that. Stop.
You know,
don't even say wild.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Mm-mm.
It just makes
you were
me wonder
chosen
if I'm,
for this.
You know.
You know that when you came into this realm, you chose this life to help children. You chose that. That's why I said, I know for sure that's your destiny, is to help. You wanted to come and help children that they would have a better understanding about life and communication, and also that these kids know that somebody cares. So, yeah, you're on the right path, but you are going to go into business. After you get into it, you know, for about a year or two, still go for your master's. But, yeah, you're going to be teaching other schools. This is how good it is. It's not just you with your art or whatever, but you're going to be teaching other schools because people are going to come to you, Heather, and they're going to like, well, you know, we heard this is really working good. How did you, you know, what's your plan or how did you do this? And so they will pay you almost as a consultant. But actually, you're going around teaching. Not saying that your business won't be thriving. You're still going to do good. But they're calling for you as a consultant, these other schools. You know, like, show us what you're doing so we can implement this as well. Oh, girl. My God, woman. Your future is so bright. Your future is so bright. I'm just going to tell you, be patient. Because as it unfolds, it just gets richer and richer and richer. And I don't mean money. I mean rich in spirit, mind, soul. I mean, no money can can give.
Right.
But you're getting ready to give to those kids. Oh, honey, you're like an angel. You know that?
Yeah.
You're asking your angel, but you're an angel too, helping these children.
Wow, that's sweet. I get impatient, that's for sure, about wanting everything right now. And I have to remember, there's just like our spirituality and walking the walk and talking the talk, you have to implement certain things in your life before you can go to the next step, you know?
There
so
you go. Like synchronicity. When you do one thing, it leads you to another, to another, to another. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. That sounds really good. I appreciate it. Thank you for the confirmation.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And do call us now and then and let us know how you're doing. And also, if my radio network can do anything to help out, too, I would be glad to donate to your cause because I can see it. I know you're going to do well, better than you can even see. You're just going to hoo-hoo. So,
all right.
keep in touch with me. And, yes, my network would love to donate to this. So let me know, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll make sure I follow the show. This is the first time I've listened to it, and I appreciate it, and I'm enjoying myself. So I'll follow
you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Heather, for calling, and have a wonderful week. And again, happy Valentine's Day, young lady.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller, area code. Oh, Love for Spirit. How you doing today?
Hi, how you doing? Happy Valentine's Day, Linus.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. And if nobody's told you they love you, I do.
Well, thank you. Have, and I love them too, and I love you too.
Oh, thank
and
you.
God bless Heather on her travels. That's wonderful.
Yes. Oh, Nina,
I was.
Yeah, she... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying go ahead. I'm here with you, love. And what is your name?
Okay. My name's Julia.
Okay, Julia. All righty, young lady.
Okay.
What can I help you with today?
I was wondering if you could contact a past loved one. It doesn't matter who, because you've got many on the other side, but just because Valentine's Day, I would be forever grateful.
Okay, this is somebody that has passed on. Julia, they're on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. For that, I need to do one-on-one with you. And I can get into it deeply because they're going to take my body over. And doing the reading right now, it shouldn't say it wouldn't be good, but it wouldn't be fair to the other callers. I'll tell you what you do.
No.
Call me on my website. Just go to my website and click on intuitive reading. And then we can get into one-on-one and I can bring them over from the other side. And you can talk to them all you want. Ask all the questions or... Whatever
can I
you need answers to.
Can I ask
I'm sorry?
Can I ask a different question then?
Sure. Go ahead.
How do you see my school going?
Okay. Julia, why am I getting a blank slate? I'm getting a black slate. Nothing.
I don't know because I'm going to college for the first time since 1982, and I'm getting all straight A's and an A+. So I don't know. I'm just wondering if I'm going to make my degree. And yeah, I've been working really hard.
Julia, I'm honest because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not picking up anything except just a blank slate. Nothing.
Oh, my gosh, I hope I'm not going to die.
No. That means if the angels are not showing me anything, they've got me in a void. When I see total blackness, that's a void.
Yeah.
They're not showing me nothing. For whatever reason, they're not telling me anything right now about you, about your school or whatever. So it does happen now and then. But, yeah, I'm not picking up anything. So I'd rather be honest because I don't believe when you got a gift from God,
you don't
lie to people. You be truthful, so
yeah
I'm not picking up anything. I'm sorry. Now, if you still want to contact your loved one, do get in touch with me this week coming up. I know tomorrow's a holiday, but I read from 11 in the morning to 7 at night, or if you're on the East Coast, till 10 o'clock your time.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm sorry,
okay.
I just didn't pick up anything, but you have a wonderful week and happy Valentine.
You too, my dear.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next caller, area code 708. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Camille. How are you?
Hi, Camille. How you doing, young lady? And
I'm
happy
good.
Valentine's
happy Valentine's
Day to,
Day to you.
Yes. And if no one's told you they love you, Camille, I do. All right.
I love you, too.
Okay, and what can I help you with today, young lady?
Well, I called you about a month ago asking you about a friend of mine named Carlos, who I was interested in.
Okay.
And you told me to give him a chance. You said he was a Renaissance man. And so far this past month, it has really been good, interesting. He's put in a lot of effort to communicate with me on a daily basis, and so we've been getting a lot closer.
Very good. Very good. I love hearing good news, girl. That just boosts me up 100 points. Go ahead. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love
it. Today I woke up a little sad because he got sick earlier this week. And so we had already discussed Valentine's Day before he got sick. And he said that he hadn't celebrated in a while. So when he got sick and I took some things to him, I brought him, you know, just a little Valentine's Day card or some candy, whatever, just something little. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that that would spark maybe, you know, the desire to start or resume celebrating again. And it didn't. So I woke up today kind of sad.
No, it did. You know, you really touched his heart. You made tears come in his eyes. He's not going to tell you that. Something happened
really?
About Valentine's Day. He'll tell you about it later on as you two get closer and closer, yeah. It's like, it's not a good day for him. But because what you did, that touched his heart to tears. He ain't going to tell you that, but that really meant something to him more than you'll ever know. Even though it wasn't that much, but it was a lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To you, it's like, oh, you know, I care about you, and we're dating, you know, and you bring a little something to celebrate. But to him, it goes a lot deeper. Like they say, still waters run deep. Hail
right.
to the yes, Whitney. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was
very nice
of you, Camille, to do that. Very nice.
Well, mm-hmm. It was on
Y'all
my heart
be back
to do
together.
It.
Ain't worried about it. Carlos will be there, girl. You know.
I was wondering, he's very, very good at addressing any concerns that I have or any ill feelings that I have about, you know, something that may be going on. And so I didn't tell him how I felt about today, but just to be able to have that conversation or any conversation with him.
You will.
I will. I'll tell him?
No. You'll have that. And it's okay. You can tell him that, you know, you were feeling a little sad, wish y'all could have been together. And that perspective, that's okay.
Right.
Eventually, he'll tell you some things. Okay?
Okay.
He's getting comfortable with you, believe me. But he'll tell you some things that's why I said still waters run deep. There's stuff deep down. Eventually, he'll tell you. So, and it has
okay.
nothing to do with you. It's just it's about
right.
sharing, and he will eventually. But, you know, that's fine. You can still tell him, oh, I sound a little sad today. I missed you. You know, he might laugh. Like,
right.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. You know, something like that. That's okay. But don't fuss at him or anything, because that
no.
really meant something. It did. You'll see. You'll
well,
see.
Well, that's why I was asking, like, what – I am admitting that there are some things within me that I am overcoming, that I'm working to get past. And so I'm trying to be very, very careful not to impose that on him and assume that he's being the same way, you know, that I know my past to be. So I'm just trying to
no.
figure out what
good for
what
you.
Is
yeah,
what should
assume,
I be doing?
Don't have expectations.
Right. Okay. I just want to make sure
so
I'm doing
good.
The right thing.
Yes, ma'am. No. Yeah, don't have expectations or assume, because we may feel one way and get mad and they're like, huh? What are you talking
right.
about? You know,
right.
so we're like, oh, my God, now I feel really stupid. I shouldn't have said that.
Right.
But so that's
right.
what I'm saying. Don't assume our expectations. You know how to use your womanly wows and, like, I didn't understand that. Could you explain it? I'm not trying to be SOS. You know, that's stuck on stupid. But could you explain that? You know,
right.
kind of, you know, use your little wows and cuteness and stuff. And he'd be like, oh, babe. You know, and he'll explain it to you very concerned, nurture, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So that's good. So,
okay.
yeah, keep your patience. I know, because, you know, when we've been in a relationship, God knows, we try not to compare the next guy to how the last guy treated us. You know,
right.
This is a totally different individual. But also, I'm going to say this, and I tell women, when you've been with somebody that's a drug addict or alcoholic or domestic violence, whether it's verbal or mental or physical, when you go to the next man, put that baggage in the garbage and go on. I'm not saying you, I'm not saying you, but you know, so many times we turn around and we get right back in the same situation, like, damn, didn't you just leave the alcoholic mofo? Why you want to get with another one? So that's what I'm saying. You within yourself, you know what you want, and you're changing for the better, for him to have you to be a better woman, and for him to be a better man. You know, you both work it together. So that's a beautiful thing. That's good, because sometimes we don't see our shortcomings. Because, you know, the minute a man say something wrong or turn the wrong way, like, I just went through that shit.
And I've been at that point, but I haven't completely let it go. I've just taken a step back to kind of regroup and kind of figure out, you know, look at it from a calmer perspective to see if maybe I am overreacting, or maybe I should just kind of, you know, maybe that's not exactly what I think it is, but to keep my eyes open and just pay a little bit more attention. So I'm trying to stay in tune with that and make sure that I'm not missing anything, because I've learned that I don't really trust my heart with anybody else.
This is a learning experience. You are not by yourself, woman. We all do. You know, should we give it up this time or not? You know, and it's not the sex. It's like my feelings, my emotions, my soul. You know, like, damn, again. So, I would tell women, opposites do attract. Opposites do attract, but for us, which is very beautiful for you, Camille, is that you see yourself, and that's what a lot of us don't want to do. You know, we just want to lay back on how we used to be or how we always are. Well, no, change is every day. Change is constant. So why wouldn't we change for the better? If nothing else, it tells us, I love me, I love Camille, and I want the best for Camille. So if I don't understand something, I'm going to ask this man, you know, can you, you know, give me understanding? I just, you know, want to be clear, you know. Beautiful.
So
you
and
to
I
communicate.
Are,
you
and
know
good.
That 75% of a relationship is to be able to communicate. So God bless you and Carlos. Come on now. Come on.
He and I have a foundation of a friendship first before
and
we got to
this
point.
And that's what it
point.
Should be.
So,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But that's beautiful that you can communicate and talk, because without communication, how are you going to get understanding?
True.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you can get dick anywhere. A man can get punani anywhere. But where do you get that understanding? This is the content of my character. This is who I am. You know, I got toys, so it don't mean nothing about the dicky dude. What about my mind, my heart, my spirit? Yeah. You know, and I wish more women were like you and looked at it that way. You know, like, yeah, we all go through changes in different relationships, but just stop and look at ourselves for a minute. Are we repeating the same behavior, or are we asking ourselves, I want something different?
Right.
So, girl, you on
and
the he
handles
path.
Me
you
different.
Go.
So we're good. I just want to make sure he's good. He seems he's a really, really good guy. I just sometimes I get a little scared.
I know, well, who don't? You know what they say, sometimes people can't even accept the good because they're so used to the bad.
To the bad, right. Yeah.
That when somebody comes along and treats you like a queen that you are, okay. That sometimes, you know, we're like, is this real, God? Is this real?
Right.
Is this man really caring about me, respecting
right.
me? You know, and a little bit of you holds a little bit back because you're like, I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to get used, take my kindness for weakness. And then you find out, hey, this guy really is for real. He's a good person.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when that happens. You know, like old folks say, crawl before you walk. When you stand up, get to running. Run with Carlos, girl.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right.
Very
you
much.
Have a wonderful weekend. Again, happy Valentine's Day to you and Carlos. Y'all have a good
Thank
week
you.
Here.
Thank
All
you.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You are listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis and Miss Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. I'm sorry I'm not in the chat room, but I will give you guys a shout-out. So good afternoon and happy Valentine's Day to guests. Happy Valentine's Day to Love for Spirit. Happy Valentine's Day to Honey Biscuits. And happy Valentine's Day to Karen Kinsey. Kate, love y'all. If nobody's told you, I love you. And thank you for being here with us today. Okay, next call is area code 970. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing great. Happy Valentine's Day to you. If no one's told you they
Thank
love you,
you,
I do, Karen.
Thank you.
Okay.
My question. There's a man that has... No, I haven't met yet. We've been talking, texting, emailing. And it looks like now we probably won't meet until April when, you know, he gets kind of past something that he needs to get past.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering about him. And
okay, give me his first name. That's all.
Don.
This is
Don. Me.
Don, okay. Let's see what Don is up to. Whoa. Whew. Okay, I'm a straight shooter from the hip. So, Karen, I'm going to tell you what they say, clusterfuck. Clusterfuck.
Huh.
Wow. That gave me a headache right across my forehead. Let me get a little bit deeper in the Don and see what's going on. Yeah, he is trying to work out something, finances, some drama. Wait a minute. Back door. What? What are you telling me about a back door? Oh, somebody's trying to pull something over on him. Oh, okay. There's somebody that's trying to take his money. I think he's fighting for that or some paperwork about it. They're telling me a back door. It's almost like he got you, like, I'll put it like this, like an investment. Maybe somebody told him to put up $5,000 or $10,000 investment on something, and they actually burned him. It looks like he may be going to court, filing for a suit or to get that money back. Oh, yeah, he wants a new day, a new clearing. He wants something new.
Yeah,
he's even willing to move from where he's at and move where you're at. Feels like it's just been, like, too much negativity around him. He needs to find, he's looking for daylight. There we go. Thank you, angels. He's looking for daylight. He's got some issues that he's dealing with. Does he like you? Yes. Does he care about you? Yes. Does he want to be with you? Yes, but I want you to hold back. Don't give it up yet. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about your mind and your heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going. And, you know, he's not a bad guy. I just see that, I don't know, he was in a relationship that emancipated him, you know, made him feel less than a man. I'll put it like that. Maybe it was his ex-wife. And he didn't have that good of a relationship with his children either. God. You know, it's almost like they took this man's kindness for weakness. Maybe that's why they're calling him a clusterfuck. They took his kindness for weakness and used him, which also made him bittersweet in his mind and his heart. So he looks at you as a new beginning. That's how he looks at you, as a new beginning. But he's got a lot of stuff to clean up, Karen, on his end first. So you being friends and talking back and forth, yeah, that's fine. The chit-chat is fine. But when he starts, if he says, well, you know, I'm going to come out in April and visit you, make sure you clean up everything before you come out here. I don't want you bringing no luggage or carry-on, okay? You know what I mean?
Well, and that's exactly it. He's got kind of a deadbeat son that's living with him. He's going to, this is his plan, in April he's going to move him out. You know, he doesn't want him to freeze to death on the street, so he's going to wait till April. And so I just said, let's wait and meet when that happens, after that happens. Because it really clouds the picture. It's clouding the picture. And then he had two daughters that just recently took advantage of his money, you know, cried about needing to get somewhere. And, yes, they did need to get there. It was maybe a funeral, you know, didn't turn out to be a funeral, but he hasn't heard from them. So it's just like, yep, got your money, not talking to you anymore about that, you know. So he's just feeling very used by his children. Very used.
Oh, and I want to thank you for the validation, Karen. That's why hold up. It's not him. As a human being, good guy. He is. Human being, good guy. They're not showing me nothing negative. But he needs to clean up that before he really gets involved with you. Because I see that son is a real pip. His kid, this all stems from his ex-wife. So, I mean, you know. Sorry that his kids are sad. But anyway, continue to talk to him. Like I said, he looks at you, Karen, as a new beginning. And he is a good guy in his own rights. He's just, you know what he needs to do, Karen? And I know you know this. Man up. Am I right? He needs a man up.
Yeah. And see, okay. my question about him was, you know, is this, you know how people get used to a level of drama, and they might get rid of one style of drama, like a son, you know, but they'll draw in something else if they need that drama. I don't think he needs it. I think he just got taken advantage of. He didn't see it coming, and now he's trying to get unstuck from it. But I don't think he's a I need drama in my life all the time kind of person. I think he really will clear up if he, you know, takes care of business.
Okay, yeah, it will. But like I said, the bottom line is he needs a man up. And he'll be all right.
Yeah.
And you will too. So, just keep talking to him. So you're right. I mean, kudos to you, young lady, for telling him wait till, you know, April and make sure the stuff is cleared up. And then you don't have anything. You know, you two can enjoy each other. That's why I said when he comes out, don't bring any luggage or carry-on.
Well, and he is thinking about moving. One of the reasons we got interested is we were both talking about moving to the same part of the country, and so, you know, that was really intriguing that we both wanted to go to the same place and we have lots in common. But I do need a cleaner slate than what's going on right now. So I appreciate your validation of that so much.
Yes.
That was right on all the way.
And you know what? To be honest with you, I think he will move. I do. He wants to get out, get away from where he's at. He really does.
Yeah, he's in a city.
So you two keep talking about it, and hey, before you know it, you two might start looking at a house, Arizona or wherever that you want to move to, and say, you know, let's just the two of us go ahead and do this. But I mean, that'll be a while. You're probably looking at 6 to 9 months down the road yet. So.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well, thanks for calling, Karen.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I wish you the very best. And again, happy Valentine's Day, young lady.
Same to you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, next call, area code. Uh-oh. There we go. Area code 815. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi, honey. Happy Valentine's Day. And if no one's told you they love you, you know me and Nina do.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you. Okay.
So okay, the latest update is eat some chocolate and go away. I'm sorry. the latest update is I've been getting a few sporadic I love yous from the same guy I've been dealing with the past 10, 11 months now.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about Johnny come lately, but are they just like manipulative moves or are they sincere?
No, that's sincere. I can tell you that.
Wow.
I'm not feeling up fake. No, that's sincere. He means that from his heart. He does. Now, if you two were going to get tighter and walk down the aisle and all that, I don't know. But he did mean, when he said that to you, he meant that from his heart. He wasn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is this a shifting point? Because I've pretty much given up. I've kind of handed him over to his roommate, as he calls her, but I don't know. I don't want to be tethered to somebody who's not available and who's not going to be available. And his story is
and
that, yes, eventually
is.
I'm going to be available, but I don't know if I wait, if he's going to disappoint me, or...
No. He's just... Be honest with you, honey. He's looking at his situation. That's why he's telling you that. He feel like he made a mistake, and he did, but that's something he needs to work out. And he can't look at you as his, I don't want to say saving grace. What is it when they say, rebound, rebound, there you go.
Mm.
He doesn't need to look at you a rebound. When he cleans up his backyard, cool, come on with it. Bring it on, as they
say. Do you see that happening? Because he's been making some really big strides. He's got a full-time job already. She was laid off, so he's kind of obligated to help support her because she supported him when he was laid off.
And so be it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're helping each other now, but his whole plan is that once she gets back on her feet and he gets back on his, then he's moving out.
Yeah.
Now, do you see that actually happening?
Yeah, I see that. He's right. They will be. They will be. And he does feel obligated right now. But he just feels like it was a bad move that he did.
Right.
Yeah. But you're
not
right.
Moving
he
in
still
in the first
obligated,
place.
So you're on point. Huh?
So he feels obligated to help her. But I think she's doing less so that he'll stay to help her.
Like I said.
She's made it very clear she doesn't want him to go, but the original plan was help me get back on my feet and then I'm leaving. But now she's taking bigger strides to make him stay. And if that's
yeah.
the case, I don't have a fighting chance. And I don't want to fight for something I don't have a chance at.
Mm-mm. That's what I said. He feels as though he made a mistake. That's why he's been every now and then, I love you. I love you, Tiffany. But mm-mm. Because, you know, he made a mistake. Until he cleans that up, mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Do you see that?
That'd be like somebody separated and all of a sudden they get back together and be like, wait a minute. What's going on here? I thought it was me and you. Now you're going back? So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Until he cleans that up, mm-mm. It's nice for him to think about you. You know, you don't miss your water till the well runs dry.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I turned off
you know,
all
but no,
the water.
I would tell you no. I wouldn't even wait on that, honey. No. Just pop your collar and say, I know I was good. Mm-hmm. I know you miss me. But that's all right.
He's not going to go anywhere. I mean, it's been almost a year, and I've left him 13 times. He's not going anywhere. So that makes me think he's trying to keep me tethered because he's sincere about eventually moving out and moving on and establishing something. He's even used the phrase, well, me and you can have so much potential, but I'm in this situation I didn't want to be in, and I can't do anything about it right now.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Why are you settling?
Me?
I thought you were a queen. Why are you settling?
I have lately just kept it platonic, but I know that all of a sudden these I love yous coming out of nowhere. I felt like he was using those to kind of trick me into saying.
Part of it is for real. He meant what he said, but he's got baggage. How can he be with you? And then even if he leaves her and he decides that, hey, she may stay there, he's like, I've had enough and I move out, then you're going to have drama from her. So where's the clearness or the clarity, I should say, in the situation? He may be okay, but he might have drama from her following him.
Some people have to know when to let go, just like I know when to let go. I mean, if she finds out about me, I don't think she wants to hang around. I just don't know if he's sincere about, you know, when I get out of this, me and you have a potential, and I don't know.
Don't wait on it. You can ask Nina next Sunday, but I'm going to tell you right now, don't wait on it. Look for fresh meat.
I have been doing that, and I have been letting him know that I'm moving on because he wants to know. But I think he wants to know that I'm looking for fresh meat so he can try harder, so he knows what he's up against.
Yeah, but why do you have to even play? Why do you even have to play that? If you do, if you don't, then I will. Or why even play that game? Just go on about your life. He knows what he needs to do if he wants you, doesn't he? Right?
Yep. And you don't ever see him doing it?
No, not till he clears up that situation. No, I don't.
Okay. When do you see him moving out?
I don't.
Because I can't even entertain it right now.
If he does, it won't be till October. Till October later in this year. I'm telling you, because this woman's going to give him a problem. I'm trying to tell
you.
Drama. Mm-hmm. Why even be bothered with him? Just like, he don't exist. Like, thank you for the flattery. I appreciate it. Keep a pushing, as the kids say.
Okay.
You're a good-looking, intelligent woman. Why do you want to settle on somebody in drama?
I don't know. It seems like the drama will be gone when she's gone, but you're kind of hinting to me that she never will be gone.
She's always going to be picking at him. I'm going to tell you right now. Just little things to get his attention, to pull him away from you.
Right.
If you two were together. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. He needs to make it clear. We're done. Period.
Right.
Otherwise, she's going to be doing little things. He'll be like, oh, Tiffany, I got to go over here or something, blah, blah, blah. Why? You're done with
her.
Where are you going where? See?
They don't have any kids in common. Knock on wood.
Well, I'm telling you, best thing to do is let it. Let it go, girl. Let me get a couple more calls. I didn't know it was almost 4:30. All right, but Tiffany, let me know. But call next Sunday too and ask Nina. But I bet she'll agree
with
me.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, love
you. Thank you. Love you too.
Okay, bye. Area code 770. You're on the air with Linus. Go ahead. Okay. Next call, 561. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jay.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Am I pronouncing your name correctly, Jay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And happy Valentine's Day to you, Jay. And if no one's told you they love you today, I do, darling.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Okay. And what can I answer for you today?
I'm just wondering if Spirit has anything to share with me at this time. I'm completely open.
Okay. Wow. You must be so cool. The Spirit just said, Mac the knife, and she's singing. And I'm like, oh, wow, this brother got swag. Yeah, but she's saying, Mac the knife. Let's see. Well, right now, the angels are telling me that you're doing good. I'm asking, is there anything you need to, you know, look forward to this week or anything coming up? And, write this down, Jay. Thursday, somebody you know is going to be sticking a knife in your back. I don't mean a physical knife, but like talking about you behind your back. You know, like psycho. Okay, Thursday, they're telling me. So just be on guard for that. And it's going to be a shock to you because you're like, wow, you wouldn't have never, ever thought this person would do you like that. But anyway, Okay. So you know about that. Now let me see what else. There's a Woman Wednesday. Woo. Okay, Jay. Be careful because she a hoe. This woman she's got a leg up in the air. One leg she's standing on, and the other leg is up in the air almost like ballet, you know, when you hold your leg up or as a dancer.
Right.
So that
right.
tells me she's going to be, well, let me put it like this. Put your protection on if you do deal with her because she's coming with legs wide open. So that's what they're showing me on Wednesday. And it's Wednesday evening. They're telling me right now around 7 or 8 o'clock. Where are you at? A bodega? What? You're going to a store? Okay. Somewhere that you go in, but, man, she's just all over you. Kind of pushy. I mean, it's not someone you know, but she sees you and she goes, nanu, nanu. I mean, that's why I'm saying they're showing me with her leg up in there. It's like she's all up like, you can get this punani right now. Like, whoa, hold up, girlfriend. I don't know you like that. So they're just telling me, warning, warning, warning. Okay. Saturday, they tell me you're going to meet up with a musician friend. I don't know. He plays the guitar, the drums, but you guys are going to have a nice time together. It's just like the guys' night out, but you'll be talking about music and listening to music, too. It looks like you have a friend that's performing. I see a guy that's on stage. Yeah, he's playing the guitar. I see him right now. He favors Terrence Howard. He's like-minded like him. Okay, well, he's playing a guitar. But you guys, you know, you and the fellas, you're there supporting him. So that's on Saturday. On the 31st of this month, or the 28th, why are you showing me the 31st? There's no 31 days in February. Oh, March. Well, okay, y'all need to say that. Don't do that to me. Okay, March 31st, you will know that you know. I don't know what that means. They're just telling me March 31st, you will know that you know.
Oh, yeah,
so
I know that.
So if anything's in the back of your mind or you weren't sure of or thinking about, by March 31st, you will have the definitive answer to that question.
Oh, okay. I know exactly what that's about. Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. That's about it. They're just saying be young and breezy. Be young and breezy, yeah. So two things. Remember, Wednesday, watch out for that. Excuse my language, y'all, but anyway, watch out for And then what was Friday? No, Thursday. Thursday, somebody's going to surprise you by sticking a knife in your back, but anyway. And then Saturday, you're going out with the fellas. And then March 31st, remember, you'll know that you know, whatever that is they're telling me. So, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome, Jay. And, Jay, whatever you do, put something on it, all right?
Don't
be calling me and tell me you got a surprise now. Okay. Have a wonderful week, Jay, and you're welcome, and I love you, baby. Okay. All right, we got time for one more call. Let's try and squeeze one more call in. Area code 765, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Margie.
Hi, Margie. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Happy Valentine's Day. And if no one told you they love you today, I do, Margie.
I have a question about my son, and I don't know if you can actually answer. He has been in a funk, kind of depressed, kind of down, that he's not going where he wants to go. Like doesn't have Anyway, he's just not motivated, I guess.
Get up and go. Okay, what's his first name, Margie?
Pardon me?
What's his first name?
Josh.
Okay. Oh, baby. He's hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, my heart just boom, 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 my heart is going. But it's the hurt. Oh, bless his heart, bless his heart. My God in heaven. Let me concentrate on your child for a minute.
Okay.
Did his dad hurt him real bad? Did he see his dad do something?
I don't know. I don't know if he did or not.
Boy, well, I'll tell you what. He really disappointed this child and let him down. But he did something,
yeah,
too.
That yeah, I can believe.
Okay, but he did something, too, that just
okay.
hurted him. You know, I think he told your son. Your son's not where he can hear this while I'm talking to you, is he?
No, he's not.
Okay. I think he told your son something to this point. I wish he hadn't been born.
Oh. Well.
Okay.
That doesn't
and that was said, let me
when
let
he
me
was
tell
younger?
You, this was, yes, and it was said out of anger. But that
yes.
anger was like a knife in Josh's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that really hurt him. Even though it was said in anger, that's why I could feel it. I could feel as soon as I wrote down Josh, I said, something has really hurt this boy. Hurt him bad. That's part of it. Now, I also see a girl. I don't know if she's trying to be his girlfriend or she's not sure about him.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going through some stuff, too. Looks like the two of them talk to kind of help one another with their
mm-hmm.
issues. I don't see so much like lovers or like that, but they're close. They are close, but they try to help one another. Almost like, you know, kids from the same background, like single parents
mm-hmm.
or divorced parents. Okay, in that perspective.
Yeah, yeah, he does. He's got one really good friend like that, a girl.
Yeah, and she is. She's a friend, mm-hmm. believe me. She is a friend. Yeah, she is a friend. You know what? Do you have a relationship rapport with this young lady?
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked
as far
a few times
as like,
about different things.
Okay, good. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because she's the one that's going to get through to your son. So, yeah, she's the one that's going to get through. But I want you to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because your son is getting angry and angry and angrier. He's getting so angry. Oh, my God, what could you tell her? Fun things. Something to turn the negative into a positive, okay? Anything fun. And I know they do things, but sometime, like, maybe he just had an argument with somebody or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'll forget them. Come on, let's go bowling or let's go shoot pool.
Mm-hmm.
And this is good because it's... Oh, I'm sorry, Margie, we might get cut off because it's about to end. But anyway,
okay.
She will show him how to turn that negative into a positive just by doing silly things. In other words,
mm-hmm.
so when he's depressed, instead of thinking about the depression, he can just go
mm-hmm.
like, well, fuck that. Shoot, I can go
mm-hmm.
here with Mom. Me and Mom fixing to go, you know, out to Applebee's or something like
mm-hmm.
that, okay? That's what
yeah.
you got to do, turn that, okay, to turn that
okay.
around. But I'm also going to tell you, Margie,
mm-hmm.
Pray and pray for him to have
okay.
peace, to have peace. And his dad, I know I shouldn't say this, but fuck him. Okay, so now anyway, that's all I'm going to say because I have, Margie, I have such a deep heart for children. That
mm-hmm.
when people hurt kids, it pisses me off. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
he'll be okay. Just talk to his friend, and she's a good girl, and he'll
mm-hmm.
be all right. And you and him do some crazy things together. I don't care if it's
okay.
putt-putt golf. Just go do it and say, hey, we're going to go for an hour and putt-putt golf. Or go hit the baseballs at the batting range or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or even golf. You know, like you can hit the balls. Do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because then he can work off his anger. If he's hitting those balls, he can think he's hitting somebody else. Okay?
Okay.
You didn't hear that from me. But anyway. Okay. They just told me I'm off the air. Margie, thank you so much for calling. God bless you. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your son. And I do love you, and it is going to get better, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Love you.
Okay.
All right.
Love you, too.
All right, and we are off. I don't even know if I can get my little music going. Yep, I think. Okay, the episode ended. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show today. If you can still hear me, Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you, everybody, that called in. Thank you for the folks in the chat room. And thank you for the listeners around the country. We really do appreciate you. And we'll see you next Sunday. And Miss Nina will be back with me next Sunday. She'll be back off vacation. Again, happy Valentine's Day to everyone around the world. Chat room, on the phone. And know this, not only that I love you, but Miss Nina loves you too. And thank you, everybody. Have a good day today. And tell somebody you love them, okay? All right.